He was such burning fever. And by the way, back in those days, they never called a doctor until he was practically dead. So we drove about 10 miles over to the place, and they had him packed in peach tree leaves, and I'm sure it was typhoid fever he had. But I asked my grandma, I said, what good did go? He said, well, it cooled his body off. It might have helped him. That it, he was hot and burning up, and they cooled him off of these leaves. Mm. And he gave him a good dose of quinine. It would generally break the fever. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of times it didn't.
You mentioned the Negro term pass. What would be the more general term the white man would use?
Well, they say he died.
He died.
Yeah.
Even though his widow, I'm sorry, John.
Passed away.
Passed away.
But the niggers left that away off. They just said he just passed. Uh-huh. They didn't put their way on it at all.
And any joking or crude terms for dying?
Yeah. I remember one, they used to say, turned up his toes. Turned up his toes. I remember that one.
And what was the box they put them in?
That was a coffin.
Mm-hmm. And did they put the coffin in something in the grave, or was it just...
Well, generally, well, the cheap ones were just a coffin. They put it in just in a pine box. It went inside a box, a pine box. Mm-hmm. And the top was screwed down on it.
And someone died. They said, what was the matter? And he said, well, I don't know what he died.
Died of or with, even. Uh-huh. Or what killed him.
And if his widow wore black, she was showing...
She was in mourning. They always wore black. Uh-huh. In fact, all the white people, they put on black immediately. That is, the women did. Uh-huh. Yeah, if they didn't have some black clothes, they'd get them right quick.
And the ceremony would be called?
Well, they used to have a wake, you know. They'd sit up with them all night. That was before the days of funeral homes. You know, some of the neighbors come in, sit up all night with the dead person. Done Dominion night.
Was the ceremony ever called a burying?
Well, yeah, it was called a burying. And right today, the colored people called preaching the funeral. And it may be a month after the man died, mm-hmm. or 3 weeks. It don't make any difference. They go on and bury him, see? Mm-hmm. And then they preach his funeral. I talked to a colored friend of mine who went to one of the country and said, I believe he said they had six, he was very prominent, said they had 6 or 8 preachers out there. And I said, well, what did they talk about? I said, I don't know. So I went to sleep before the first one got through and said, I don't know what he talked about. I said, there's so many of them, they talked so long. So I slept through most of it. He went to sleep. Then they had 6 or 8, and they all had to get up and talk about him. Then he went to sleep. He didn't know just exactly what they said. When he woke up, said it was about through about 2 or 3 hours later. That was called preaching the funeral. And maybe he had been dead a month, see? Mm-hmm. But they have a big day then and preach the funeral.
And the place where he was buried in the old
That's
days?
That's the graveyard.
The cemetery is pretty much replaced that.
Yeah, the cemetery now. Sometimes it was called the boneyard.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That
boneyard.
Would be a kind of joke, wouldn't it?
It was a graveyard, but I've heard it referred to as the boneyard. Uh-huh. Take them to the boneyard.
Different ways of commenting on characteristics of people. A young man who's very muscular, you say, well, he's...
Strapping.
Strapping.
He's a strapping fella.
And somebody who worked very hard, very tired, say, I'm all...
Tuck it out.
And... somebody who's been ill, and the first time you see him out, you say, well, he's out, but he looks mighty...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what is the word they use? It looks mighty... Well, they use the word weak or shaky or spindly or different expression.
Peaked, you ever hear?
Peaked, yeah, they use the word peaked. If he's pale, he's peaked, shaky.
A teenage boy is growing so fast.
He's feeling his oats.
I see. Mm-hmm. And if he's sort of awkward, he's awfully...
Yeah.
He's awfully what? But
bumble-footed.
A lot of it.